Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Furnham, history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. On this day, July 16, 1950, Barbadians read in the Barbados Advocate about the struggle and quest of the early Moravians to preach the gospel and establish their congregation, which included members of the enslaved population. As the Reverend Courtright Davis writes, quote, "The Moravians started as a mission to the slaves in Barbados," end quote. Arriving in 1765, the Moravian missionaries first settled in the St. Thomas district of Bunkers Hill, and by 1768, they erected their first church, a small wooden structure between Grandview and Bagatelle plantations. 30 years later, in 1795, the Moravians relocated to the present site at Sharon St. Thomas, near Jackson. The cornerstone at the Sharon site was laid February 10, 1799, and the building later constructed with the assistance of the enslaved congregation. This after the congregation at Bunkers Hill had suffered a number of setbacks and eventually vacated the site. The Advocate also revealed that, quote, "After the original church at Bunkers Hill was destroyed, the enslaved people lifted the roof and such parts as they could over the hills for a distance of about 2 miles, where today is the Church of Sharon," end quote. According to Reverend Parris, currently of the Sharon Moravian Church, over the years, the members have celebrated the founders in an annual tradition known as the March of Witness, where they made a pilgrimage to the spot at the old Sharon site at Bunkers Hill as a part of the Unity Sunday celebrations. This was done to commemorate the founding of the early church and the preaching of the gospel at the old site, making this site a place of cultural and religious significance. According to the Advocate's report, the Bunkers Hill site included a small burial place with tombs containing the remains of Moravian priests whose names are engraved on slate. These memorials identified the priests as John Bennett, who died May 11, 1772, Samuel Herr, February 24, 1773, John Angerman, December 1775, and John Montgomery, December 27, 1791, after whom the Montgomery Boys' School was apparently named. Reverend Parris also informed that interred in one of the four tombs is the earthly remains of the first black convert whose name was Sarah. By 1950, the old tombs had survived the ravages of time and continued to give notice of those who made a difference, while some of the fragments of the original church were still visible. The missionary work at Sharon, like other denominations across the island at the time, was one that brought the gospel to the enslaved population. This congregation and the commemoration of its work was highlighted in the island's leading newspaper on this day, July 16, 1950.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.